The Money Show with Stephen Curtis is brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking. Turning intent into execution. That's how Absa are invested in Africa's energy future.
The launch today of a new series of reports on the situation in Joburg. It's by the Centre for Development and Enterprise and detailing some of the problems facing the city. Obviously, local elections coming up. And I suppose asking one of the fundamental questions about this local election, if you think about it, which is if Joburg can't be fixed, if the economy around Joburg can't be fixed, can you really fix the economy of the country? We've seen a real change where some of the economic gravity is moving to the Western Cape. And you can't really get around that. The numbers do point in that direction. Lots of very contested reasons as a result. Anne Bernstein's the Executive Director at the Centre for Development and Enterprise. Anne, good evening. Thanks so much for your time. So I think people who live in Joburg know how deep the problems are, how entrenched some of them have become. You can see it all around you. It's inescapable. How big an impact do you think, what impact do you think this is having on the national economy? It must be weighing quite heavily.
Well, good evening, Stephen. Thank you for the time. Our argument is not so much, let me put it this way. The impact Johannesburg's precipitous decline is having is not something we can quantify for you. But if you look at what Johannesburg is economically, you can appreciate how its lack of growth, its stagnation, what impact that is having. So, for example, this city is still the center of our sort of corporate South Africa. 70% of corporate headquarters are in Johannesburg. We're the place where the most personal income tax is raised, nearly 22% in the country. And it's the commercial, financial, and retail hub of South Africa. So imagine if this is not growing and in fact is kind of heading in the wrong direction. This has a big impact on the economy. But the other point we're making is that countries need successful cities. They need growing, thriving cities, especially when they're an urbanizing country like South Africa. And if Johannesburg is not playing its role as a center of growth and jobs and opportunity, it doesn't only affect the people who live here terribly, all of us, but it affects all those people in the rest of the country who historically would have moved to Johannesburg more than any other city and found opportunity and ways of improving their lives. So that's being delayed, halted. So this is quite a complex set of relationships that Johannesburg's decline has, not just for the people who live here, who suffer from property prices not going up, or if you're poorer, not having sort of ladders of opportunity in the city, which is what urban areas are all about.
We'll talk about all of the infrastructure issues in a moment, but is it for you, it is primarily a political problem?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think of the situation here, we've had 9 different mayors in the last 10 years. We've had 8 different administrations, and no mayor has completed a full term. What happens then is that we don't have stable long-term planning, and every time there's a new political administration or political shuffle, we get new appointments, new priorities, and policies shift with the political winds. You can't run a city like that. So what we need is the local government elections have to deliver a stable, really competent, bold leadership that is going to be able to introduce the reforms and changes we need and have a full term on which to deliver them. So November 4 is very important, the local government elections. It's a chance to turn this terrible situation around.
The other problem is, okay, if it is a political problem and that's resolved, or if somehow there's a change in direction, is the sheer amount of money that will be needed. I mean, I think the electricity infrastructure, we're looking at 44 billion rand alone. I don't even want to think about water and electricity together, never mind the roads. I hate to put it bluntly, but I'm not sure that even Joburg, or even with all the best will in the world from the rest of the country, we can find that money very easily.
Look, that's a very important question. Turning Johannesburg around is not going to be easy at all. Next week, in our second report, we are going to talk about the Johannesburg budget. And progressively, as we release reports almost every week, we're going to start answering some of those questions. So what we're saying is, first step, you've got to get a stable and highly competent new political administration for the city, leadership and administration. But then they have to look beyond the political party for the kind of excellence that Johannesburg is going to need, the best possible people to think about how to run city power, or the best possible people to sort out as Johannesburg water. So they're not going to be there. They have to have, the new government's going to have priorities. They're going to have to recognize they can't turn the city around on their own. And we are thinking very hard about the implications of all of that, and we'll go into it as the series develops. Mm-hmm. Money's critically important. Wait for next week. We're going to explain where the money is going,
okay,
and what I think a lot of what can be fixed. But you're absolutely right, with the kind of debts Johannesburg has, we can't see, we're going to have to be very innovative in how we move forward. We're going to need the best financial architects in the private sector, and we're going to have to talk to the national government as well.
So the other thing that it will need is time. And I mean, obviously, you know, lots of people moving in one direction with a lot of capital can get things done actually more quickly than you would think. But probably a decade. At the same time, though, you change a few things, you improve a few things, it makes the next improvements easier, doesn't it?
You've got to turn the momentum around. At the moment, we're heading downward in terrible direction. You're going to need real political skills to prioritize and communicate very effectively with the citizens to say, we can't fix everything at once. And this is why we're doing 1, 2, and 3. And this is how it's going to start affecting your life. So I think that's going to require real political skills. Johannesburg has an enormous number of highly committed citizens and organizations that are one of our great strengths. And I think the new political leadership is going to need to call on them to help it communicate, as well as selecting priorities. And I think once you start getting a different momentum, you can get people's patience to fix this, because you can't do it all overnight. And you can do a lot of things if you know that start changing not everybody's lives, but some people's lives, and then the word spreads that, oh, this pipe was fixed here and this substation has been fixed and it hasn't broken for the last 6 months. So people talk to each other, and that I think people are very realistic about the challenges. So skilled political leadership, getting really excellent people to start the ball moving. And I think Johannesburgers will appreciate the momentum is going in a different direction, but it's not going to be easy.
Anne Bernstein, thank you. Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise.